myself the creeps. Sometimes my mind plays tricks on me. It all keeps adding up. I think I'm cracking up. Am I just paranoid? Am I just up? I went to a shrink to analyze my dreams. She says it's like upset sex bringing me down. I went to a
Michael J. Epstein Memorial Library, and you're listening to Freeform Radio 91.5 FM WMFO Medford.
Hi, this is Marion Ferro, and you're here listening to Rock Under the Radar on WMFO in Medford, Mass. I'll be with you for the next hour, playing you all kinds of good stuff. I've got, since it's the first day of the year, Happy New Year to everybody. Let's hope for good things and better things in 2018. Always hoping for the best, and let's hope we do get it this time around, huh? I've just got, not going to play all this New Year's stuff. I thought about it, but I won't do it. But I just got one for you. Start out with Girls' School, doing Auld Lang Syne, which I got from the album We Wish You a Merry Christmas and a Headbanging New Year. Girls' School's a British all-female metal band, the longest-lived female band, and in the male-oriented world of metal, and they're quite successful, though not as known in this country as they are in the UK and Europe and everywhere else in the world, probably. In any case, yeah, I saw them once, like in the 80s, I believe. They were at the Paradise, real good stuff. So here is Girls' School with Auld Lang Syne.
Thank you. maybe someone like me.
For you, when you never came around, I cried my
right. Now let's see what we just heard. Started with Girls' School doing Auld Lang Syne. And I wonder why they say that. Should old acquaintance be forgot? I don't think they should. I mean, I like to remember everyone I used to hang out with and used to know and stuff, you know? I don't know, maybe they're saying it shouldn't. I don't know. That they're saying should old acquaintance be forgot. I can't tell what else they're saying in the song. So I don't know. I'll have to look at those lyrics sometime. Of course, in the old English, you can't even understand what half of the words are either, right? And after that, you heard Stoned Elements, a four-man band from Germany with A Better Ride from their CD Stoned Law. The songs on the disc are in English, and they have a second CD, Kein Klagen, with songs in German. Hi, John and Stoned Elements. Hi, say hi to you guys listening in Germany. Then we had Samantha Fish with the title song. Is that what we heard? No, we didn't. What did we hear? Did we hear it? Did we hear Chills and Fever, the title song? No, I don't remember. So wait a minute. Let me look. No, we didn't. We heard Hurt's All Gone. I'm sorry about that. Hurt's All Gone from her new album, Chills and Fever. She actually put out two new albums this year. This one of covers of soul kinds of stuff. And then Belle of the West, which is more, I don't know, West and Southern kind of thing. For those unfamiliar with her, Samantha Fish is an excellent young blues guitarist and singer from Kansas City who first picked up a guitar at age 15 and played in the Kansas City blues scene. She's well beyond that now. Excellent guitarist and singer. And the set ended with Dorothy, a band formed in L.A., and they released an EP in 2014. And you heard Whiskey Fever from their debut album, Rock is Dead, which was released in 2016. Dorothy Martin is the band's lead singer and namesake, and the band will be in town playing at the Paradise on Friday night, the 12th. I wish I could go, but I can't stand up all night. Okay, you know what? I'm going to do some serious guitar time a little early today, because when I do it at the end of the show on this 1 hour show, it always, the time runs out before I can play all the guitar for you. So we'll start with the brand new song from Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa. I know I've been playing it every week, but it's such a great song. It's from the new album they're releasing on January 26th. The album's called Black Coffee, and the song is Black Coffee. And it's their third studio album of covers of soul tunes, though, you know, not the usual ones you'd be thinking of. They went for songs that are more under the radar. I like that. And the album was recorded in 5 days at the studio at the Palms in Las Vegas in August 2016. And Black Coffee, you've heard the Rival Sons cover of Humble Pie's version of this on my show before, but the song actually goes back to 1948. I never knew that. Many people have done it. So here is Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa with Black Coffee.
Thank you. Imagine being forced to live outside with only a thin coat to protect you from the bitter cold. Desperate, you call out to your family, but they ignore you. All alone, you shiver and shake as frostbite sets in, and you slowly freeze to death. When it's cold, bring your cat or dog inside. Make sure other outside animals have adequate food, water, and shelter, and report neglect immediately. For more information, visit PETA.org or call 757-622-PETA.
All right, you heard some serious guitar time there. First with Beth Hart and Joe Bonamassa doing Black Coffee from the album of the same name that will be out in January 26th. After that, you heard Miss Poopy by Jimmy Herring from his second solo album, 2012, Subject to Change Without Notice. Herring's a versatile guitarist playing in jam bands as well as doing jazz rock fusion. He was an aquarium rescue unit, played with the Allman Brothers and the Dead, was in Widespread Panic, and I recently saw him open for John McLaughlin in Boston, and they both were incredible. What a great guitar night that was. Then you heard Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown with Don't Mind the Blood from the brand new self-titled album, the second full album. Guitarist Tyler Bryant, who's just 26 years old, was born in Texas and later moved to Nashville. The band Tyler Bryant and the Shakedown came together in 2009, released their first album in 2013, though Bryant released a couple of EPs as well. And the four-piece band includes guitarist Graham Whitford, the son of Aerosmith's Brad Whitford. Okay, now I've got several local bands who have shows this week. First up is The High End with 100 Proof, the title song of their EP of the same name. And they're going to be playing next Tuesday night, the 9th, at O'Brien's Pub in Allston, Mass. The High End.
Bedroom light.
right. That was a bunch of local bands who are playing out this week. Hope you can catch some of them. First was The High End with 100 Proof, and they're going to be at O'Brien's Pub in Alston on Tuesday night the 9th. Then you heard Highway Chapel with this single, Nobody's Crying. The band plays Americana, roots, blues, rock and roll, has members who are in James Strait and the Wide Stance. On Saturday night, they will be playing at the Cantab Club Boho in Cambridge. Then you heard, we heard Rick Berlin with the Nickel and Dime Band doing Tease Me from the new album, The Courage of the Lonely. And they're going to be playing at Pins in Kingston, Mass on Friday night. And then Rolling Nectar from Waltham, Mass with Set Yourself Free, which also with the backup vocalists, the Nectarines. They're going to be playing Friday night at Great Scott in Alston. And what do I have now? Let's see. Do I have something else? Yeah, I can give you something brand new from Rock Candy Funk Party, which you may recall is a project with Joe Bonamassa on guitar. And this is I Got the Feeling, featuring vocalist Mahalia Barnes, the daughter of vocalist Jimmy Barnes from Australia. And this is from Rock Candy Funk Party's new album, The Groove Cubed, which came out in October. The ensemble is a group of virtuoso musicians who got together to play just for the fun of making music. Combination of funk, jazz, rock, total collaboration. They create the music together. And the first album was recorded totally live. Not sure if this one was, but I did read it was recorded pretty quickly. Group's been around for several years. Joe joined in 2012, and the members are Joe Bonamassa, Tal Bergman, Ron DeJesus, Mike Merritt, and Renato Netto. This album is the first time they've used vocalists, with Mahalia Barnes on this track and Ty Taylor from Vintage Trouble on another, which I played on the show a couple of weeks ago. So here is Rock Candy Funk Party with I Got the Feeling.
I got the feeling.
All right, you just heard Rock Candy Funk Party with Mahalia Bond singing. And that was I Got the Feeling. What time is it? Oh, it's getting close to the end of the show. Should I put another song on or should I not? I don't know. Well, what do you think?
You could talk to us and then play your last song.
I could. Yes, I could. I don't even have another. That was all my songs I had for today, actually. How you doing there, Mike?
I'm doing okay. I'm on mic number 3, if you want to put it up there.
Okay, here we go.
Hey, that's me.
Yeah, there you are.
Hi, Marion. We've never done this before.
I know, we haven't.
It's very exciting.
Yeah. So you all know this is Mike on the mic, who's going to be coming on right after me today.
3 to 5.
Yeah.
Yep. It's nice on days when, you know, a weekday when I'd usually be working and I couldn't do this. So it's nice to come in and do it. It's nice to see you. I mean, you know, we've been doing this for a long time, you and I, but we just never crossed paths.
I know. It is great to see you, too. And